Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Munchcast is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com. This is Munchcast with Cammie Blackstone and Leo Laporte, episode 52 for November 23rd, 2008. Mail order food. Munchcast is brought to you by Audible. For your free book and a whole lot more, visit audiblepodcast.com/munchcast. And by liveperson.com. Chat live online with thousands of experts who have the answers that matter. Liveperson.com, a world of experts. And by listeners like you. Thanks so much for your contribution. We couldn't do TWiT without it. It's time for Munchcast!
It's getting late, but it's all right. Get it all, Mart's opened up all night. You can catch it all with a quick swipe. It's easier every day. SUVs and minivans, parading around in caravans. Toting off more than the tires can stand, cause it's no money down, no payments till. Every square inch of the whole world's filled with stuff.
That's the great Diamond Rio and their song about materialism. They're ode to materialism called Stuff. Pack it on up. We're going to talk about stuff you get mail orders. Mail order food on Munchcast. Cammie Blackstone is here.
Hi, well, Cammie. Tis the season for mail order catalogs. How many do you get every single
day?
Oh,
my God. My mailbox is full of this stuff now. I can't believe it.
I know. And you think, like, you know, as everyone moves online, you wouldn't get so many mail order catalogs. But it doesn't seem to slow it down at all.
I feel like every day I get a tree worth of crap in my mailbox. And sometimes it's the same company sends me three catalogs a week. It all started like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Well, then it's your job, if you're getting three catalogs from the same people, to call the, you know, the company and say, hey, you have me on your list a couple times.
Well, you know, the Direct Mail Marketing Association has a form that you can go to on their website. And I did this before, but every time you move, like, the whole thing resets. Mm-hmm. And I've got to do it again, because most of these guys are members of the Direct Mail Marketing Association. If you go to donotmail.org, actually, that's not it. Wait a minute. Let me see here. Direct Marketing Association, the DMA. Let me see if I can find the site.
DMA?
DMA, the Direct Mail Marketing Association, dmachoice.org. That's it, dmachoice.org. And you can say, I don't want to get any more catalogs.
Yeah, take me off.
And because most of these people are good, you know, are, you know, L.L. Bean and LL Cool J and LL whoever, they're good people. They're not trying to, you know, send them
sucker punch you or anything.
No, so it's okay that if you tell them I don't want to get no more stuff,
then they'll listen.
Then they'll say, and it worked.
Cross you right off that list.
I did it on our old house. We hardly got any catalogs, and now obviously because we moved a couple of years ago, they're all back.
They're back. Well, you know, it used to be, Leo, that in the olden days, like maybe 10 or 15 years ago.
When you and I were in our 20s.
There weren't a whole lot of places that did mail order food. I mean, there was your fruit cakes, obviously. And there were your Hickory Farms and your Omaha Steaks.
Hickory Farms is about the worst god-awful stuff you could ever have mailed. Summer
really?
Sausage should not be consumed any time of the year, especially not summer.
I remember growing up in Santa Rosa, California, and going to Coddingtown Mall. And whenever we were hungry, we'd stop in the Hickory Farms because they always had free samples.
You don't see those in malls anymore, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think so either. They're like the kind of thing you see in Reader's Digest or something.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, that stuff. That summer. And that's what they'd always have, the little summer sausage with the toothpicks in them that you can go have. But really, it's just bologna with extra smoke flavoring. It's disgusting.
Well, what are your thoughts? I know you're going through this like health cleansing thing, but the whole idea of Omaha Steaks.
Now, I have to say, I've ordered Omaha Steaks. It comes in dry ice in this freezer pack.
Uh-huh.
They're damn fine. Good meat. That's good meat.
That's what I hear.
That's good meat.
I hear.
That's soft meat.
It's soft.
Oh, it's
don't
soft.
Need no teeth to eat that meat.
No, that's your gummin' steak right there. At Omaha Steak, that is soft steak. It is good. No, I've only done it once or twice. But
did you get suckered into it because you were on a plane and you were bored and you were just like, oh.
Yeah, Sky Mall does it every time.
Well, you know, I'm looking at their website at omahasteaks.com and you know what? They have like good deals. And, you know, I don't know if they ever have like a clearance, but I don't know if you want to buy clearance
meat.
Well,
now's the time to buy clearance meat, if ever there was a time. Not clearance meat. That's not legal in this country.
Now,
clearance meat.
This. Wouldn't you love to receive this from a friend, a far-flung friend? The Tasteful Gift Combo. You get 2 5-ounce filet mignons, 2 6-ounce top sirloin.
Oh, yeah.
2 boneless pork chops.
Yeah.
6 Omaha Steak burgers. 4 stuffed baked potatoes and 1 chocolate lover's cake.
Oh, that's a heart attack in a can. That's good
regularly
stuff.
Priced at $144.
Yeah.
Now just $69.99 and the combo is shipped free.
So it's half off.
Yeah.
And look, by the way, notice right on the front there, it says quantity 1 send to myself. Like they know you're not giving that to it, the drop down menu default is, yeah, I'll take that. I'll take 2 of them.
Or someone else.
I'll take it's ship free. I'll take 3 of them.
That's you know what? I think I might be ordering that because I think that's about how much all that stuff would cost if you bought it at a regular store, right?
Look at the quantity goes all the way down to 20. I'll take 20 of them. Man, that's good. Well, we're trying to think of what we should send out to Twit contributors as a holiday gift. Mm. Maybe this is it. Maybe this is it. Send them a little meat.
Well, you know, there's a lot of different kinds of meat you can get online and then have shipped, the mail order idea. And it doesn't stop at Omaha Steaks. Why? You can go to smokehouse.com. It's Burgers Smokehouse is the name, but I guess their site is just smokehouse.com. And they have all kinds of crazy meat there.
There's nothing kind of more satisfying than going to your mailbox and finding food in there.
Especially meat. Like, I don't know if you want to get, order the jowl.
Wait a minute. They have something called the jowl?
Yeah. If you go to smokehouse.com, it's just under products and it has, what's new. And they have 2 kinds of bacon, city bacon or country bacon.
I like country bacon.
And then
I'm a country. Jowl may be fried and served just like bacon, but it's less expensive. It's going to be good. Hickory smoked jowl. Everything but the squeal. That's their motto.
Yes, it is.
Everything but the squeal.
But if you give all your Twit people jowl for the holidays, they're not going to get 2 of them. It's not like...
It would be the only jowl they got.
Right, exactly.
Sliced country jowl. Not just any old jowl.
Well, you don't like to duplicate gifts. And I'm thinking of... I think I might have told you the story that I had a friend whose birthday it wasn't. It's the guy who has everything. So I had this celebrity call. There's this website called, I think it's called Hollywood Calling. Hollywood is calling. And you can have these D-list celebrities call. And
yeah, we talked about that one. Yeah. Yeah.
And so I got him Arnold Horseshack and he goes, oh yeah, great. Thanks. I got that last year too. Like, how did 2 people get you the same
thing? Well, and how embarrassing when Horseshack calls and says, Hey, wasn't he that the one with the weird laugh? Talk to you last year?
That's like getting jowl. You'd at least
never happen. Hey, this just in from East Coast Girl, retailmenot.com/view/omahasteaks.com. Some big coupons. You get even bigger savings.
Wow.
On your Omaha Steaks.
What's that? I'm going to have to jot that down.
RetailMeNot.com. Thank you, Bronwyn. RetailMeNot.com/view/omahasteaks.com. They've got coupon codes. How about this? You thought you had a good one. The Fantastic Feast, 30 items for $39.99. I don't know what the 4 is. It's like $39.994.
It's like gasoline. I know.
It's a little weird. Yeah, maybe it's like gasoline. You get your 4 5-ounce top sirloins, you get your 4 4-ounce boneless pork chops, 4 chicken breasts, 4 Omaha Steak burgers, 4 gourmet Franks, 8 gourmet Franks, 2 stuffed sole with scallops of crab meat, 4 stuffed baked potatoes plus 6 free steak burgers, and is that not enough for $39.99? You want more? A 6-piece cutlery set with a cutting board.
Are you kidding me? What am I doing? I gotta go. I'm ordering right now.
Now how much would you pay?
Exactly.
Holy cow.
That's cheaper than ramen.
But I got
to
say, the thing I don't like about it is if you're going to go Omaha Steaks, you want to get the steak. The steak is what you want.
Oh, did that not include steak?
Well, I wouldn't order a little bit of steak. It had some sirloins, but then mostly it was other stuff. I would say I would go, okay, how about this? The American Celebration.
Okay, what's in the American Celebration?
Four filet mignons, the best filet mignon I ever had from Omaha Steak.
Mm.
Four top sirloins, four boneless pork chops, four stuffed sole with scallops and crab, 10 potatoes au gratin, 8 steak burgers, plus, that's all. That's $99. That's not such a good deal.
No, that seems a little steep to me.
I'm going to go for the cutlery set.
That's just unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable. Well, I was looking at somebody had sent me, because I did my little Twitter research again, where I asked people what's the best place to go if you're going to, you know, do mail order food. And apparently Zingerman's.com. Have you heard of Zingerman's?
Never heard of Zingerman's.
OK, well, it's in Ann Arbor, Michigan. It started out as a like a deli like 20 years ago. And now they just do everything.
In fact, that's their tagline. Food by mail.
Yeah, exactly.
If you want food and you want it in your mailbox, Zingerman's.
They're your people. And you should check it out because they have like all of these different, you know, they've got a bakery. And I mean, they've just got everything. Everything.
Oh, I see. It's like a community of businesses. You got Zingerman's mail order, Zingerman's delicatessen, Zingerman's catering, Zingerman's bakehouse, Zingerman's coffee, Zingerman, the Zing train.
They got it all.
Zingerman's roadhouse, Zingerman creamery. They can't really. Oh, look at this cranberry walnut pie. $50.
I know. There's this one thing on their website. I'm trying to get to it now, but for some reason, it's really loading slowly.
You know why? Because everybody just went to Zingerman's after you told them. We got 2,500 people all trying to get Zingerman's roadhouse bread.
They had this one package for, it's called a Christmas morning basket or something.
Ooh.
Or Christmas morning brunch. It's $250.
Well, that's a lot.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah, I don't know if this is the most. How about this? The home cheese making kit. I could bring this to Abby in France. Make your own mozzarella.
Yum.
Kids love it. Enough for 48 batches. $35. You know what it is, though? It's a box of Rennet.
Okay. Hey, well, you know.
And instructions. I don't know. Is Zingerman's the place? I don't know.
Well, that, you know, people raved about it. A lot of people sent
really?
Me tweets. That said,
okay,
yeah, hey,
so this must be it. Let's go look at the gift basket. See, I want to see. So Christmas morning, there's one.
Just in case, is it the big Christmas brunch or whatever morning?
I don't know. It's really slow. Everybody stop going to Zingerman's.
Jeez, it's making it hard for us to
we
do.
We can't do the show. That's the last time we have a live studio audience. 2,000 people all going to Zingerman's at the same time.
Dang it.
Almost as good as Grandma's gift basket, a baker's basket in two sizes. The ultimate gift basket.
Oh, shop by occasion. Maybe it's under shop by occasion.
Markets of Provence gift basket, Tuscan, made in Michigan. That's the cheapest one, is a made in Michigan.
Hey, you know what? Don't knock it. So was Madonna.
There you go. Many times, in fact, she was made.
You know, I know we did do our cheese episode, but there are a lot of great cheese places that offer mail order food. Apparently, there's a place in Seattle called Beecher's Handmade Cheese.
I mean, let me go there quick. Don't tell anybody. Beecher's.
B-E-E-C-H-E-R-2-E's.
Okay.
Beecher's Handmade Cheese.
Don't tell anybody. I got to get there before they do. Oh, too late.
It's in Seattle, and I guess that they make, and I would never in a million years think to mail order this, the best mail order macaroni and cheese out there.
Wait a minute.
Like, why would you mail order macaroni and cheese?
Wait a minute.
Because
really?
You can. Yeah? Oh, yeah.
I have a kind of a rule of thumb. You shouldn't mail order anything that's got water in it or clay in it because you're going to pay extra because you're basically shipping dirt and water.
Well, I don't think their macaroni and cheese contains dirt or water, but.
Oh, all right. Well, then we're all right. Oh, this looks good.
Okay.
Oh, handmade cheese is milk's great leap toward immortality. That's a motto we can all live by.
And you know, Leo, they do have a seasonal cheese of the month club. Or seasonal cheese club, where every season they send you some, you know, a variety of cheeses.
Roughly the same time in my life that I was doing Omaha Steaks, I was a member of a Cheese of the Month club.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, did you ever get curds? Because I know we talked about curds.
Poutine, you got to get them fresh. This flagship cheese looks good. Do they have curds?
Well, no. I found another place. Seguin's cheese. It's S-E-G.
Wait a minute. I'm still working on mac and cheese by mail order. It says you get two trays, two 20-ounce pans. Each one serves 2 to 4. Do you think it's really that good?
You know,
it's expensive. It's $25.
It's really expensive.
Mac and cheese comes in a box. Cheese is heavy. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Okay.
Give me the other one. I'm slow. I'm just catching up.
Okay. I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's S-E-G-U-I-N-S cheese.com. Seguin's.
Seguin's cheese.com. Seguin's cheese.com.
And they offer curds.
I'm trying.
Are you there yet?
I'm not there yet. I must have misspelled Seguin's cheese. I'm looking still.
S-E-G-U.
Yeah.
I-N-S cheese. Got it?
Yeah, I got it. You go ahead and close whatever you need to close. Close the door. I'm going to look at Seguin's cheese. There goes Cammie. That's great.
Huh?
Cute shot of you closing the door. Welcome to Seguin's Cheese. Oh, 35 years, Seguin's House of Cheese, or Seguin's, could be Seguin like penguin, sold Wisconsin cheese spread, smoked summer sausage. There it is again.
Oh, yeah.
There must be something about summer sausage. It's just like you could ship it anywhere.
I just wonder whatever happened to the winter sausage.
There's never been a winter sausage.
Or the autumn sausage.
No, it's just summer.
For that matter.
And if you think about it, I don't think really any meat product made in summer. Well, yellow cheddar cheese curds.
There you go.
Now, do you think that that's their best seller? They're like famous for it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if perhaps there was a twit.tv person that you wanted to honor in a very special way, they would certainly love and enjoy some curds for the holidays.
Well, look at the reviews. 2 5-star reviews. Karina wrote, "We have never driven past Seguin's without stopping and always pick up a supply of curds."
See? But you can't get a better review than that.
But mail order, do you think that's going to be?
You know, I think that mail order, there have been huge strides in mail order technology. Because you can just get anything. You know, you can get lobster bisque by mail. I just think that's bizarre.
Well, we talked to the guy who would ship your chili by mail.
Right. But lobster, I mean, chili, I guess, I feel like lobster would just go bad easier. I don't know.
We once called Zabar's in New York, that great gourmet Epicurean emporium that is frankly only in New York, and ordered mail order food, and it came fast, promptly, and delicious. This is a great gift because you can send somebody a whole shopping basket. It was from Zabar's. Mm-hmm. But they have the Thanksgiving dinner. You could order that. Zabar's is good. I like Zabar's.
I'm going to have to check out Zabar's. You know, I got scolded by a bunch of Munchcast listeners that when we did cheese, we spent so much time on curds, we neglected cheesecake. And a good cheesecake by mail is Junior's Cheesecake from New York City, from Brooklyn, actually.
Originally. Oh, yeah. The best cheesecake has to be Brooklyn.
Junior'sCheesecake.com. Check it out. It's awesome.
See,
it's like
cheesecake
about
is
6
inches deep. Yeah. See, cheesecake and fruitcake are, for some reason, mail order stalwarts. They've always been, you know, something that you could always get,
mm-hmm.
and should get by mail order. You should never go down to, get the Cheesecake Factory cheesecake. That's not real. Oh, this Junior's looks good.
I'm telling you, it is cheesecake porn. It's amazing.
Since 1950, Harry Rosen and master baker Igel Peterson created and produced what is now known as the world's most fabulous cheesecake. Part of the Rosen family.
They have a lot of different flavors, but I go traditional.
Plain.
I don't like to mess with my cheesecake.
Plain
just
old
give me this
cheesecake.
I don't need mocha cheesecake.
No cherries in my cheesecake. I want, that's it. That's the one right there. It looks like cake, but it's not. It's cheese.
Mm-hmm. And oh boy, is it delicious.
Have you tried Junior's?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, many times.
You've
actually
had Junior's cheesecake?
I've had it mail ordered to me many times. My sister usually mail orders one to me every year for my birthday.
So this is like it.
Oh,
this is the cheesecake.
And I even have a really great local cheesecake store in San Francisco that makes only cheesecake, Zanzi's. They're fantastic.
Yeah, but
however, you know, it's kind of exciting. I just love getting food by mail. It's so fun.
386 Flatbush Avenue at DeKalb. You got to go there. And that, by the way, is for John Hodgman. We know we have one listener in Brooklyn, John Hodgman.
Right on.
John's probably out the door right now. But he brought his iPod with. Yeah, he's, you know, he listens to us while he's working out on his Stairmaster. But I think this is a bad one for a diet. Juniors, oh, sounds good.
Well, you know what, though? It's so satisfying. It's not like you can have like a cheeseburger and then cheesecake. It's like when you go to Juniors, it's just the cheesecake. You know, I can't imagine having anything else.
Bronwyn so said her dad used to take her there a lot, but they had sliced beets on the table. Delis,
that not for the cheesecake.
No, delis do that a lot. You know, you go to Carnegie, they have big pickles on the table.
And you know, speaking of pickles and mail order.
Yes.
When I used to be on the radio, one time it was like National Pickle Day or something, or week. I don't know. We did this contest about who could mail us through regular mail, not in a box, the biggest pickle. And all these people sent us manila envelopes of pickles.
No. No. It's like in Hawaii when you get a mail a coconut and they put the label right on the coconut.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's what you meant, right? You want a pickle. Well, with a label on it.
We got manila envelopes just dripping in vinegar. It was disgusting. The woman who did the mail at the radio station.
She was so mad at you. She was so mad at you.
Hated us.
Mail as a pickle. By the way, I'm sad to say, but your radio station, which was an oldies station, then they went to, I don't know what, funk, hip, rap, hip hop. Yeah. Then they went back to oldies. Now it's a news talk station.
I know.
They cannot make up their mind.
They did not. Give me a call to come back. That was the problem.
That was their problem. If they want to do oldies, Cammy's the one.
Bring me back. Okay, people?
Stupid.
Okay.
It's too late now. What are you going to do? Read the traffic? You've been there, done that.
Yeah.
You don't need that no more. You're bigger than that, Cammy.
Whatever. Hey, you know what? Are we going to talk about Audible?
Yeah.
Okay, because I know that there's a book called Mail Order Bride. So as long as you're mail ordering your food, why don't you go ahead and get yourself a spouse?
You could get anything. You can get anything in the mail.
That's right.
Including your next girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's just like when they send a coconut. They just put a label right on your forehead.
Audible.com, AUDIBLE.com. If you go to audiblepodcast.com/munchcast, you get a free book. It could be Mail Order Bride. Could be any one of 50,000 titles. This is so... Oh, I love Audible so much. Audible is my entertainment. It is my constant companion on the treadmill, at the gym, in the car, driving carpool. I just take my mind off my troubles, and I will listen to Audible.
Especially since there's no good radio stations anymore.
No, I'm sorry. Ever since they took Cammy off the air, I listen to Audible all the time.
Except for when you're on the radio, and then I listen to you.
Am I on the radio? Oh, I am. I shouldn't say.
I hear you on the radio all the time.
I am, in fact, on the radio.
Hey, what's? I didn't know Munchcast was on the radio. I said, it's not. It's just Leo by himself.
They think if they hear Leo, it's Munchcast.
Yeah.
Now, you're saying the name of this novel is what?
Mail Order Bride, I think. I think.
I can't find
it. I think
it.
There's one called Mail Order Ninja, too.
I got The Riddle of the Prairie Bride.
Oh, come on.
Or Jane. Oh, maybe you're thinking of Jane Smiley's Good Faith, a novel.
That must be it.
Really? Are you kidding me?
I don't know.
It came up when I typed Mail Order Bride. This is Audible. The thing about Audible, it's like going to a bookstore. I mean, there is just an
infinite. That's the thing. You look for one thing, it leads you to another, and then all of a sudden you found a great book you didn't even know you were looking for.
I love it that way. You can browse the world with audible.com. AUDIBLE podcast.com/munchcast. See, when you go there, you can sign up for that gold membership, and then you'll be getting your Audible book a month, but you get that first one free, credit toward a free book. And I'll tell you, the hard thing is picking one. That's why you want to sign up, because there's so many.
We've been sitting here talking about getting stuff for people for the holidays.
This is a great gift.
A lot less fattening.
Although there are a lot of cookbooks and food books. I mean, it is, you could get a book that would make you so hungry that you would end up, you know, getting fat. I know. Here's a book you could eat that would make you thin. Listen to
it.
I should. Food. What are we really eating?
Oh, you know what? Don't bring me down.
You don't want to know that stuff. You don't want to know that stuff, do you?
No.
No, don't read that.
You know what? There's plenty of good books. I just loaned a book to my friend and she goes, I don't have time to read it. And I said, then you should just get it on Audible because I know it's there. That's the Julie and Julia book that we talked about before. The one about the woman.
Oh, wait a minute. I found it. An Unwilling Bride. That one?
No, it was a mail order bride.
A bride most begrudging?
No.
The bartered bride?
I'm sure that a mail order bride would be begrudging and bedazzled.
Bride of the wilderness?
Sure. That'd be great. Let's hear a sample.
No. The Romanov bride, the perfect bride, bought and bride, the bride comes to Yellow Sky, the bride bred, the bride of death, the bride of Black Douglas, barely a bride, the ideal bride. The princess bride. Hey, the princess bride.
Oh, I love the princess bride.
You know, a lot of people, well, that's the thing. People have seen the movie. They forget that this is a William Goldman novel. That book that the old guy was reading to the kid.
What?
That, you didn't know that?
No. Oh, you mean Peter Falk was actually reading a real book?
Yeah. Rob Reiner narrates it. Let me play a little bit. I can't believe you don't know this.
Reiner narrates it?
All the livestock, except strays from the bordering small ranches to the north, carried the
trip. That's the wrong one. That's the book of
that?
I think that's You Don't Want to Eat It. No, you got to listen to it. Audible.com, audiblepodcast.com/ This is perfect. Munchcast. I am so glad I found this. When I searched for brides, I finally found what I was looking for.
See? Leads you down to a path you never would have gone before.
Oh, The Princess Bride by William Goldman, narrated by Rob Reiner. If your kids love the movie, if you love the movie, listen to the book that inspired it. Ah, what a good book this is.
Especially if you have to drive somewhere for, you know, the holidays.
See, with your boys, Henry and Lewis, I bet it's hard to keep them occupied in the backseat.
You know what? They're good listeners to books on tape and Audible stuff. They love that kind of stuff.
Yeah, see? It's great entertainment.
We just got at the library Artemis Fowl CDs.
Love Artemis Fowl. They have all... Cammy, next time...
I know. I should just do Audible. You know what?
We were at Audible.
I will.
Just call me. I'll set you up.
Okay.
I know somebody there.
You do?
Artemis Fowl is so good. E-O-I-N. Ewan Coffer.
Huh?
Colfer, I should say. Oh, I read these. We listen to them.
The soft sheen of the recently manicured. You are not a waiter. You are our contact, Nguyen Xuan, and you've adopted this pathetic disguise to discreetly check for weaponry.
Oh, Nathaniel Parker's reading it in his great Irish accent. There's another book. See, this is the problem. You can't pick just one. Audiblepodcast.com/munchcast. Sign up today. You're going to love Audible. I should play the jingle.
I already do.
I haven't played the jingle in ages. Let's play the jingle.
Sure.
On your way to work, on your way to school, when you can't read a book, don't be a fool. Get Audible. Over 50,000 books. Audible. I love my platinum, my account. Get Audible.
Yeah! Audible! Thank them. Everybody, please.
It just makes me want to drink a Manhattan.
I know. That's Paul Minshall, the great Audible theme song.
Well, I have some more meat by mail if you're interested.
You know, you can never get too much meat by mail.
Okay, this site's awesome, D'Artagnan.com.
D'Artagnan, wasn't he one of the Three Musketeers?
Yes, he was. And now he's a meat man.
He's selling meat now. He hung up his sword and he's selling mail order meat.
You know, a guy's got to make a living. But this is where you get a lot of your exotics.
Oh, he
know?
Sells everything but the quack.
Yeah.
That's his motto.
Yeah. D'Artagnan. And what? They sell, you know, cassoulet and duck confit.
Oh, it's game.
Game, wild boar.
Foie gras?
They have wild boar bacon.
Ooh. I bet that would be good.
Wild Scottish hare.
Wild
they have a
Scottish
whole thing
hare.
of breakfast sausage and bacon.
So when somebody says you got a wild hare up your keister, now you could say, well, actually, I don't, but I have some in the mailbox.
In fact, I got to go get it right now.
I got a wild hare in my... Well, anyway.
Now, you can
gras?
Also join...
Wow.
There is... I don't know that... It's not D'Artagnan. It's the... it's Meat of the Month Club.
Wait a minute. They have Kobe beef at D'Artagnan. Wagyu.
They have it at Meat of the Month Club, too.
Really?
If you go to meatofthemonthclub.com... You can get Kobe beef. You can also, let me just read to you, if you were to order this for, you know, a loved one for the holidays, in January, they would receive 4 8-ounce American Buffalo New York steaks. In February, they would get 32-ounce American alligator meat. In March,
wait a minute. That's just the weird-ass meat of the month. That's not real meat. That's terrible. Who wants ostrich meat?
Well, you know what? That's very, very
low. Is that
low
the exotic meat of the month? Oh, you're looking at the exotic meat of the month club.
Vietnamese boneless python fillets. May, you do get the Kobe beef
burgers. Is that stuff legal?
In June, you get American boneless turtle.
I don't want it.
How about kangaroo?
Look at the picture they've got. It's some sort of black bird. That is disgusting.
All right. Okay. Let's get away from the meat. Well, we will move on.
I mean, this could be good, but they have other kinds. They have, you know, they have Steak of the Month Club. Can I do the Steak of the Month Club instead?
How about this? If you go to amazingclubs.com, they have every possible kind of the month club you can imagine. They have a cookie of the month club. They have a beer of the month club. They have a dog treat of the month club.
Oh, I'd do that for Ozzy. Maybe I should do that for his
olive oil club.
Wow.
You get different olive oils every
AmazingClubs.com? Wow.
They have a chocolate club, a cheese club, a cake club.
Why is it people like clubs so much?
Well, it's just fun to get stuff in the mail. That's not a bill, you know.
And it comes every month.
A salsa club, a popcorn club, a coffee club, a fruit club. They've got it all.
Golf club?
Sure they do.
Well, you get the movie of the mail? Necktie club. Oh, that's what I want. I want a different necktie every month. Jeez. Tea, that's good. Teddy bear. Wine.
I wonder what you get in the cookie club, because I love cookies.
Cigars. All right, let's look at the cookie club.
Look at the cookie
club.
Power.
You get 2 pounds of gourmet cookies every month. This is guaranteed. You send this to somebody you don't want to live. Somebody who want to put them out of their misery.
Maybe they're healthy, you know, homemade like mom used to make cookies.
Well, let's see here. I'm going to select, do they give our cookies? Let's see.
Oh, wait, those look like store-bought cookies. Those look like Oreos.
They don't look like good cookies. I want to see the cookie. Let me see what I'm going to get.
Oh, I'm like, I haven't even seen it on here.
They don't even give you a list of cookies. Yeah, those look like store-bought. Wouldn't that be sad if you do this, you get Lorna Doones in the mail?
You get some Nilla wafers.
Hey, I like you so much, I'm sending you 2 pounds of Nilla wafers every month.
All right, well, here's a nice one then. This one is truly quality. If you go to Adagio, adagio.com.
Yeah.
It's tea, yeah.
Well, we know about Adagio, yeah. They advertise on other podcasts, not ours.
Oh, well, then let's not talk about
them. No, I don't mind talking about them. Okay. Kevin Rose and the Dignation guys love these. In fact, they have custom teas that they have.
You can blend your own? You can
blend
come up
your
with
own.
A bunch of
yeah.
Wow.
Adagio's good. I have one of these. See that ingenuity on the front there? I have one of those.
Oh.
You got to be careful. See, so the deal is you put the tea in there, and then you open the lid and you pour hot water in there, and it steeps. And then you pick that thing up and you put it on a cup. And the cup, if it's the right size, automatically opens the opening at the bottom and all the tea squirts into the cup. But you have to be very careful, because if you accidentally put it down on something that's not a cup and it opens
it'll
it up,
open up and that is a disaster.
And it squirts hot tea all over you.
Oh.
I have some. This is Adagio tea designed by my friend David Prager. It's called Green Curtain. Behind the man behind is the most disgusting tea.
Really?
Yeah. Adagio.
The person who told me about this said that they like monkey tea.
Monkey tea. Ooh.
What kind of monkey tea? White monkey tea. It's supposed to be delish.
I never had white monkey tea.
I thought, you know, when I saw that, I thought, you remember there's that coffee that that's supposed to be so good, and monkeys eat the coffee beans and then poop them out, and then there's like little people. It's like in Java.
Civet. It's not a monkey. It's a civet. Yeah, civet coffee. Yeah, civet.
Okay.
Civet
that's
is,
what I thought
it could be,
tea was, but I don't think it is.
No, I hope not. You don't want anything monkeys have pooped out.
No, I don't.
I mean, it'd be kind of a rule of thumb for me anyway.
I'll tell you what I do want.
What?
I want some pizza delivered to my mailbox from Chicago. And this has been, I was tipped off to this after we did our pizza podcast, when we neglected to mention this place. And then just now when I Twittered that I was going to do mail order food, someone said, oh, you got to do
Spell it.
Okay. Go to tastes plural of Chicago.com. It's Malinati's.
Malinati's?
Yeah.
Not Maldonado's.
No.
Because he does candy.
Lou Malinati's.
Lou Malinati's.
Of Chicago.
Four pizza pack. Oh, man, that looks good. But I have my questions. I have my doubts about pizza delivered by mail.
Really?
I don't know. You think it'd be good? Look, they got Eli's cheesecakes, Carson's ribs, Garrett's popcorn, Hackney's deli. It's like they took everybody's stuff and they're putting it in the mail.
Why would you even go grocery shopping anymore when all of this can just come to your mailbox?
This is Chicago deep dish style. This is good. This looks good.
It looks, the crust looks to die for.
It does.
It looks fantastic.
It looks a little bit like a cornbread crust, though.
Yeah, and I like that.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, but for you, you live in Petaluma, which, do they still have Old Chicago pizza?
We do. We have Old Chicago. That's good. That's
good. That place is awesome.
Good pizza. Chicago style. Deep dish.
And, oh, I know that we're just a hair late for Thanksgiving, although, you know, I mean, it's
not late. Thanksgiving's 3 days. What are you talking about?
Okay, well, I think there's still time.
I haven't bought my turkey yet. I'm ready for input.
Because at CajunGrocer.com, you can still get your turducken delivered by Thanksgiving if you order it Monday. Now, the reason I even bring this up is I know we spent a lot of time talking about turducken last week. And we have before, is that when I was doing this mail order research, I noticed on the CajunGrocer.com website, they have a new item called the Quad de Conte. And the Quad de Conte is something I'd never heard of before. It's a quail, duck, and pheasant all in one.
Okay, I'm thinking about this. Before I, a quail, duck.
Duck, pheasant.
Quail. Is a duck in the quail? Because a quail's pretty small.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think you could fit anything in a quail. I mean, a quail pretty much, that's, a quail's the size of, you know, a small kitten. You're not going to put
I don't want that.
You're not going to put a duck and a pheasant inside a small kitten, are you? Boy, that's, I'm sorry I put it that
for
way.
For the details on how to do the quad de conte.
It looks like, it looks good. It looks like a stuffed loaf. It doesn't, there's no, it's boneless.
Yeah.
But is the turducken also boneless, isn't it, or no?
Well, it looks like they've got a wing poking out there on the side. But yeah, I will tell you this, that
I think it's a token wing. If you look closely at the turducken and you see the slices, you could see there's in fact no bone. They've just got the leg and the wing kind of glued on the side.
Like Mr. Potato Head accessories.
Yeah, it's just they punch a hole in there. And well, I think the quad de conte is pretty much in the same, you know, genre, except they leave the leg and the wings off. Because you'd see this tiny little quail wing and you'd feel sorry for it.
I know.
I don't want to eat quails because quails have cute little things coming off their head, you know?
And they're our California state bird, aren't they?
Yeah.
I think.
I don't mind eating anything that goes, but I don't want anything that goes.
Oh, it makes too nice of a noise.
Yeah,
I would never want to eat owl for the same reason.
Yeah. Actually, owl would eat you, though, so it's...
Oh, poke my eyes out like Tippi Hedren.
Yeah, no, owls are, many people don't know, really, are the most vicious of all raptors.
Are they?
Oh, they eat like 10 times their weight every day, and they can eat anything.
Oh, you know what? I remember that my son took a science class, and he had to open up owl poo.
Yeah, you don't want to mess with
owls. Bones and stuff in it.
Oh, it's tons of bones. Owls eat anything from a small child on down. I mean, they'll eat anything. So
a lot of people wonder what happened to Hervé Velasquez.
And owls ate him.
Owls got him.
In fact, many people don't know there's a 24-hour guard over Mini-Me. Because, you know.
He can't go out at night.
He's not allowed to go out at night. They have a special like hood umbrella thing to make him look bigger they put on him. Because an owl would swoop down and be like a hors d'oeuvre.
You know, I think the Olsen twins ought to be careful, too.
If you have to eat 10 times your weight in food every day, you don't get picky. No, sir.
Now, there's one more place we have to talk about because this.
The owl! The owl! Oh, sorry. That was his last words.
Wolferman's.com. Have you ever heard of Wolferman's?
That sounds familiar. Is it a bakery?
Yes, they make supposedly they make the world's best English muffins.
Yeah, I love English muffins.
I love a good muffin.
Oh, but this isn't like a muffin. This is like an English muffin.
Yeah, it's like
not
an English
a sweet muffin. It's a baked good. Well, that's
it's like bread you slice in half and then you know.
Their motto is everything begins with breakfast, and I'm with them on that.
Sure.
By the way, not too late for Thanksgiving. Express delivery. You could have Wolferman's signature gift tower. The Rustic Gift Assortment or the Change of Seasons Collection. Oh, they got cinnamon buns. What's the best cinnamon bun you ever had?
You know what? I hate to be all get all white trash ghetto on you, but I really like Cinnabons.
Cinnabons.
Even though I know it's
no.
What?
Yeah, it's 8,000 calories, but that doesn't, you're not thinking any good cinnamon bun is going to kill you.
Right.
You can mail order Cinnabon stuff.
You can't? Well, I just.
Sure. They'll send you the whole Cinnabon. You go to the Cinnabon store, you get the whole Cinnabon gift packet. Nobody says no to a Cinnabon.
Oh, they're sticky and delicious. And oh,
they really spell it wrong, though. It should really be spelled with an S.
I know.
I know. Cinnabon. Sinful. Oh, I love it. Yeah, you know, there probably is just like there's the gourmet cheesecake, there's probably somebody saying right now, no, Cinnabon is like the mass market cinnamon bun.
Well, of course it is. That's why I had to preface it by saying, you know, grew up in a white trash town where there's a big mall. So
I was at the airport with Patrick Norton, my former co-host in the Screensavers. He goes over the Cinnabon and orders not one, but two large pecan Cinnabons and has them for dinner.
I hope he had a tall glass of milk with that.
No kidding. That's worse than an owl. That's bad. Even an owl won't eat two Cinnabons.
Okay, this is a problem. I was just looking for another website because, you know, I started to do this last year.
Yeah.
This mail order thing. And there was a place called Dancing Creek Farm where they sold goat meat. But now it's a pet adoption website.
Oh, I think the
proprietors have had a change of heart.
Food or pets, your choice. You can have it for lunch or for the rest of your life.
No, it's all about puppies that need to be adopted.
But if you're going to eat them, don't name them.
No.
No, that can really traumatize a child. We're eating Snuffles?
Oh, don't do that.
No.
Well, now, you know what? I'll bet if you needed some advice on some good mail order place, I wonder if there's people at liveperson.com that could help us out.
Oh, you know, they have experts in every area.
Sure.
I'd be stunned if they didn't have, you know, some expert at liveperson.com that could help you with that.
Or maybe there's someone, if you yourself are baking something for the holidays or sending some food
that.
To someone.
I know they have that. They have live person cooking experts. They have live person nutritionists.
They have live person shipping experts. Like if I did want to send somebody some cookies,
pretty much anything you can think of. If you're looking for an expert, go do that right now. Go to liveperson.com. A world of experts. If you need advice in any subject whatsoever, whosoever you would need, live person would have it. So and the neat thing is, you know, they tell you right up front. The experts, you get everything you want to know about them. You chat with them or email them. You know, different experts work different ways. And you can pay them by the minute. So you get exactly what you need. Let's look under, let's see, we've got in health, we've got medicine experts, pharmacology, pregnancy and childbirth. In arts, we've got crafts. Here's food and drink. Let's see what we've got in the food and drink experts. Oh, look at this. Eclectic Basics. She's got 10 years of restaurant experience, has her own cookbook. See, this is the kind of thing you're looking for. Sessions start for free, so you can get a sense of, well, do you know, is this person going to be useful to me? And then it could be as little as 60 cents a minute. You can also get email consultations. And what's nice is they have reviews. She's a 5.5-star reviewer.
Well, they have reviews, and they also have satisfaction guaranteed.
I've been interested in getting into the raw food lifestyle. You can go Craft Menagerie. She's got the raw food expertise to help you. 20 years in raw food vegetarian preparation. She could tell you. She worked in an organic food farm for many years.
Okay, what about if you're stressed out by the holidays and you, your mom drives you insane and you're about to know that you're about to spend like 8 hours with her?
Is this you, Cammy? You want me to set you up an account? Liveperson.com.
Well, I'm just saying right now that they do have, holidays stressing you out, holiday blues.
They do.
28 years of compassionate, non-judgmental counseling on relationship problems.
See, this is good. Or you want to know more about tea? Here's a tea expert. This guy knows, Dominic Tiberio knows everything. 12.5 years of tea expertise. This guy knows I think this is really kind of a neat idea to take all the experts on the net, put them all together, and it's a world of expertise. You just sign in, say hello. Sessions, as always, start for free. And there's a lot of different stuff. You want to talk to somebody about your mom?
I might end up having to. Yeah, I'm looking right now. I don't know if... I see a lot of 5-star people. It's kind of tough.
It's hard to choose. Well, pick one, anyone, and they'll all be great.
What's good about this is, like, if you were going to go to, like, I mean, I, to a therapist and you really only wanted one question answered, you still got to pay for the hour.
No, you know, 60 cents a minute. Yeah,
exactly.
Usually there's a minimum, but it's like $5. You don't have to. No. And there's computers and programming. I mean, next time I have a Linux question, I'm coming right here. This is amazing. Mm-hmm. Really cool. Mm-hmm. I love the idea of this. Liveperson.com. Tell them Leo and Cammy sent you. We really thank them for supporting Munchcast.
We do. We appreciate them so much. We might send them.
What should we send them? A gift basket? A meat of the month? Exotic pet of the month?
AmericanGourmet.net. Wait, that's not opening. See, some of these are like dead links, I think. Oh, man.
It'd be really cool if you could send somebody a goat of the month.
Well, you go to Dundee Candy.
No, I got American Gourmet. It didn't open for you? Maybe you misspelled gourmet.
It's not an A-Y ending?
No. Award-winning A-Y. G-O-R-M-A-Y. Award-winning buffalo meat from Sarah's Brooks American Gourmet. It's buffalo's the new red meat. American bison.
And so is emu.
Emu's good. I love emu. Hmm? Look at this. Wait a minute. I know we said we love the Omaha steaks, and we do. We do. But look at this. Buffalo top filet steaks, 4 6-ounce tender steaks, $41.95. You can have those sent right to you. Oh, those look good. And you know they're leaner. They're better for you.
Yes, they are.
And you can get the bison scalp potatoes.
I would go to DundeeCandy.com.
Are we talking dessert?
DeeCandy.com and get the bourbon balls by mail.
Those aren't part of the bowl, right?
No. Okay. No, they're not.
Because you got to be careful when you're shopping like that.
But they're from Louisville, so you know they're going to be good.
Oh,
bourbon.
I've had Dundee Candy. Oh, this is good stuff. Chocolate malted milk balls. Bourbon balls. Let's see. Okay. They're round. They're creamy. And they've got a bourbon-infused center. And then
yum.
You know, and if it's from Louisville, it's going to be good. That's going to be good bourbon. Let's see what they have seasonal here at the Dundee. They've got Nut Lovers Fall Assortment, Fall Truffles. Oh, this is good. Pumpkin Harvest Minuets. Milk Chocolate Pilgrims.
Milk Chocolate Pilgrims, perfect.
That's great.
I'm looking right now at candywarehouse.com, and they actually do have a Candy of the Month club.
I don't know. I don't know if I'd want a Candy of the Month club. Would you?
Well, I don't know that I'd want the Candy of the Month club, but they do have a gift package that's called the Thurston Howell. And anything that's named after
that
Thurston Howell.
That sounds good to me, Cammy. I'd love to try that.
I know.
Oh, that sounds great.
It's a $139 chocolate gift package.
Now, if you're going to get buffalo, Hildegard says there's only one place. Jackson Hole Buffalo Meat Company. That's jhbuffalomeat.com. That's the place to get buffalo.
I'm going to give that a try.
jhbuffalomeat.com. Jackson Hole, because that's from Wyoming. They've been doing buffalo since 1947. Dan Marino. That can't be the Dan Marino is the owner. Can't be the Dan Marino. That's what he retired to raise buffalo. Maybe he did. I don't know.
You know, we're having a problem in San Francisco because, you know, we have buffalo in Golden Gate Park. Well, they're actually bison.
Right. Well, these are two. They just call them buffalo.
Well, our bison, which is, you know, always been such an oddity to have bison in the middle of Golden Gate Park. But they're all female.
They're
so
not
they either
reproducing.
Got to hurry up and get a boy buffalo in there.
Where do you go to get a boy bison?
I would think I would call Dan Marino.
He'd be the luckiest bison in the world, wouldn't he? The luckiest bison in the world.
All right. Well, Leo, now I got to go put all these links on my website. Plus, I got to dye my roots. So, because I'm going out tonight.
Oh, good.
It's exciting. A wrap.
Well, your roots look pretty good. I'm just checking them out right
now. No.
They're good. Those look good.
So.
That was like a little uku check we just did right there.
Exactly.
So we're going to go to munchcast.com. That's the site.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I got to update it for you, don't I?
Yeah, I've done some updates, but I still am not able to figure out how to put my old stuff back on there. But someday.
Right. Oh, but it looks pretty good. Now, do you like the design, the hippie design, or should we go with something else there?
You know what? I like it. But I liked the one that had the little picture of you and me that that my friend Roger did. But I know it's not working for us.
Well, I'll find it. We could put it in there. This looks pretty nice, though. You've done a nice job. I will see what I can do to get the little picture of us back on the page.
If you look at the site right now, there's a lovely picture. I got an email from someone who just found out about turducken that's wrapped in bacon. and it's called Turbacondacon. Wait, Turbacondacon.
Careful. Say that carefully.
Exactly.
Here, I got you, Turducken.
So, but this is Turbacon.
Turbacon.
Turbacondacon.
Turbacon. Turbacon bacon. All right. There's some good stuff on there. There's a tofurkey. What is that? Oh, that is disgusting. The Turbacon. Turbacondacon. Jeez Louise, that's not such a good looking item. But it does have the fake legs.
It's, well, you know, it's not cooked yet. It's still raw.
Oh, it'll get all crisped up. Then it'll be tasty.
Yes. Yes.
It won't look quite like such a mass of meat. Cammie Blackstone, you're the best.
All right, Leo. Thank you so much. And thanks to everyone for all of the Twitter tips, and keep them coming. And
where can they Twitter
stuff.
Tip you?
Huh?
How would they Twitter tip you?
Oh, Munchcast is my handle on Twitter.
Twitter.com/Munchcast. We're going to go out with Ethan's Turducken song, because gosh knows.
What's this turducken?
Everybody should have a little more turducken in their life. Cammie Blackstone, we'll see you next time on Munchcast.
On Thanksgiving. You think it's quite absurd.